Zach Brown playing us into the weekend here. Katrina and I will meet you over at WFHR, everybody. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your safe, fun, great weekend. We'll meet you back here Monday for more Wisc Country 105.5 WIRI.
CBS News Brief. For the first time, a death row inmate in Alabama was executed using nitrogen gas. Jeff Hood was Kenneth Smith's spiritual advisor and watched the execution.
I feel tremendous guilt for having been in that room tonight. Tremendous guilt. Because I stood there and cried while I saw someone get suffocated to death.
Some Boeing planes that have been grounded for safety concerns are getting ready to fly again. Here's CBS's Jared Hill.
CBS News has learned that in just a few hours, Alaska Airlines plans to send its first 737 MAX 9 planes back into the air.
The International Court of Justice at The Hague is in session now, and the UN's top court says it will not throw out a case accusing Israel of genocide in Gaza. The BBC's Anna Holligan.
The judges don't have any powers of enforcement, but the political ramifications could be huge.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Bond is set at $1 million for the suspect in the Stevens Point Library stabbing. 29-year-old Frank Jackson remains in the Portage County Jail. Witnesses reported that the men were disagreeing before the altercation. That's when prosecutors said Jackson stabbed the 71-year-old victim, resulting in a puncture wound to his lung. The victim survived the injuries. Police said Jackson ran from the scene. Officers found him and took him into custody. During an interview at the hospital, the victim said he had loaned Jackson money earlier in the day and that the money was used to buy alcohol. The man said Jackson later asked for more money and was told no. The man told officers Jackson was initially kicked out of the library for getting upset and throwing potato chips. The man said Jackson blamed him for getting kicked out and a struggle ensued. Court documents state that the weapon was a kitchen knife with a 4-inch blade. Jackson is scheduled to return to court on February 5th. That's when a judge will rule if there is enough evidence for this case to head to trial. And that's what you need to know. I'm Brittany Merlot for WFHR and WIRI.
Here's what's happening on 105.5 FM.
Bundle up and hit the ice for the Port Edwards Lions Club annual fishery on Saturday, January 27th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at NEPCO Lake County Park. A fun family event, prizes for first, second, and third place in each category for fish. There'll be a raffle drawing and door prizes given away throughout the day, and hot food and beverages inside the shelter house. Keep an eye on the Port Edwards Lions Club Facebook page for the most up-to-date information. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Have you ever jumped in an ice-cold lake for a good cause? It's Polar Plunge fundraising time for Special Olympics Wisconsin. 8 locations, with the first February 3rd in Wisconsin Rapids. It helps support the Special Olympics Winter Games in Wausau the following weekend.
Our winter state games include the course of cross-country skiing, downhill skiing, snowboarding, and snowshoeing.
Ashley Hansen is with Special Olympics and says the plunge also supports fair health care for their athletes.
Offering the training for medical staff is really important to make sure that people with intellectual disabilities are receiving the same care that you or I would.
Find information for the plunge, winter games, and more at SpecialOlympicsWisconsin.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wisc Country 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wisc Country 105.5.
We have more fog this morning with some patchy freezing drizzle and flurries, and the clouds, fog, it's all going to stick around through a good chunk of the day today. High of 37 this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy, more patchy fog and freezing drizzle. Low of 31 tomorrow. It's going to be cloudy with a high near 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
Don't you? Nuts in a bottle at 10, 2, and 4. A fried bologna sandwich with mayo and tomato. Sitting around the table don't happen much anymore. We got too complicated. It's all way overrated.
talking about how much time he spends roping and riding at his ranch in Texas.
Well, as much time as we want, really, you know, especially the, when we're off, when we're not doing other things, we come out and we rope, and whenever we ride, we usually rope. We just don't get on and just go, you know, walk around and stuff. So, you know, we pin the steers and go over here and rope. And when I haven't ridden and roped in a while, I miss it. And when I get back on, I really enjoy it. 105.5 FM.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside him in Lou Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow in her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you wanna be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. Kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Simi Lou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago when we got started with just a little note. Do you love? This is how love goes. Check yes or no. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, this is how love goes. Check yes or no. Check yes or no. Check yes or no. Check yes.
Hey, John Schneider here on Country Legends 24/7. And here's my song from 1984. It was number one, by the way. I've been around enough to know.
105.5 FM.
Hush, don't talk now. It won't change anything anyhow. Just hold me while the shadows bring us near. I know you're not in love with me. I'm not asking you to be. And there's no use pretending why we're. You don't need to say you love me. I've just might believe it tonight. And I know you're only trying to ease your mind. But don't worry, it's all right. I don't care if it's wrong or it's right. Just hold.
Fan line. Thanks for your comments and stories. 800-889-2221 from Country Legends 24/7 from 105.5 FM. When he smells smoke and the cinders,
Hi, everyone. I'm Gene Watson, and I'm loving Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
He met her in a honky-tonk, singing country songs that he wrote. She sat at a table, listening to his music and drinking cokes. He sat down beside her and said, "Honey, what's your name?" She said, "I like your music, sir, but fooling round is certainly not my game." When the small talk was over, the cowboy drank his beer and took her home. Lust on his mind, in the bedroom he had her all alone. She slept on the sofa, and the cowboy slept alone on his bed. Sometimes on TV, he phones her up and talks to her long distance from wherever he might be. He'll ask her how she's doing, she'll reply by saying, "Oh, just fine." And the moral of this story is, cowboy, lucky all the time. And the moral of this story is, cowboys don't get lucky all the time.
This is Carlene Carter, and lots more coming up from Country Legends 24/7.
Discover, this is Daniela.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great, but with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Do you like asparagus and mushroom sorbet? I've got leftovers.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
And we are joined right now by one of our good friends, a GM and head coach of your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, Coach Paul.
And I want to make sure that they're doing what they should be doing in the right way, in the right manner. And that's exactly what's expected, right? The expectation and the standards are here, and I don't deviate from that. And guys know that coming in. And if you want to play here, then this is what you're going to be held to. And that's important to me.
Join James and Coach Peckman on Mondays during Playmakers, starting at 3 p.m. on WFHR, locally grown radio.
We have more fog this morning with some patchy freezing drizzle and flurries, and the clouds, fog, it's all going to stick around through a good chunk of the day today. High of 37 this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy, more patchy fog and freezing drizzle. Low of 31 tomorrow. It's going to be cloudy with a high near 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Central Wisconsin's Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
Are you alone? Can you talk to an old friend? Right or wrong? Hear your voice again. Unwritten law, protocol says to leave the past alone. I just wanted you to know sometimes. go. Well, I'll let you go. I just wanted you to know. Through the vine, I heard your life has turned out well. As for mine, you know it's really hard to tell. Now and then, what might have been interferes with what might be. I just wanted you to know. Sometimes driving home at night, I let your memory take control, and you're sitting by my side. I turn up the radio and cruise down old Route 59. Solid gold. Well, I'll let you go. I just wanted you to know. Please don't cry. I'll say goodbye, and I won't call you anymore. Just wanted you to know. Sometimes driving home at night, I let your memory take control, and you're sitting by my side. I turn up the radio, cruise down old Route 59. Girl, it's solid gold. Well, I'll let you go. I just wanted you.
Joe Bonzo of the Oak Ridge Boys.
And then Richard Avency hired me for the Keystones. I was a sugar broker at the time, working at a sugar factory. And I joined the Keystones. The Oak Ridge Boys were the heroes of the Keystones. We loved what they did. We loved what they were all about. We became friends. I would promote the Oaks up north, and they would promote the Keystones down south. We would change dates. Dwayne Allen opened a studio up in his house, and the first act he recorded was the Keystones. So we'd come all the way down to Hendersonville, go to his house, and record records that Dwayne would produce on us. Richard was with the Stamps and Elvis at the time. He joined Oaks in 72. I joined in 73.
I hear a rooster crowing, it's a frosty morning. I can almost see the sign going so fast I can't stop. I'm just a stone's throw from Little Rock, heading for that Missouri line. Map to get there. You can get there from anywhere when you go in your head.